broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brustin Nordman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Brad Nordman, and
gutless scumbag Ben Brust.
That's me, everybody, and it's a great day to be alive on this Tuesday. Kyle Brustin Nordman across ESPN Wisconsin. The gutless Ben Brust. The Packer backer, Wisconsin backer Kyle Wallace. And the former NFL punter, Bradley Nordman. You, KBN Nation, at 800-990-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. This is more. Love me some Walking on Broken Glass. I'd be loving it even more if it was a 1-0 Brewers lead after yesterday's 2-1 loss at American Family Field. It's a new day, another game. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. List is more. You can see us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Strofe, are you gonna be running point, so to speak, on this first segment? Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think eventually that'll be fair to say. I heard you did a little guest appearance this morning. How'd that go?
I did. I joined the Blue Review on ESPN LA's YouTube channel.
What is that?
What an honor, I'm sure.
It was a live show dedicated to, obviously, some baseball and Dodgers talk.
Oh, okay, okay.
Now, I'm not going to lie, I like having a lot more ammo in interviews than I did on a day like today. When Blake Snell pitches the minimum through eight, it's hard to put the chest out. And I'm not going to lie, I'm not one to just be like, oh, well, they fought. I think that's part of the story. But I'm not going to be like, well, shucksy doodles, they fought. That we know that they fight. That is who they are. That is their DNA. But through eight innings, it wasn't good enough. That entire game felt like when the pitching staff and the defense was out there for the Brewers, it was 20 minutes per inning. And then when they were at bat, I blinked. And then we're back grinding out pitching and defense again. Anyone else feel that way? Brad, you were there.
I was there, Ben. I mean, I tried to coordinate my trips to the restroom very, very specifically. Because
for offense?
Because if you stay too long, you might miss the whole thing quickly. And so... Listen, my experience at American Family Field, if you were there, you know. That was my first playoff, you know, time as a fan in American Family Field. Even though most of the game there wasn't a whole lot to cheer for, particularly offensively, I was blown away by the energy. Blown away. The double play in the fifth inning and the ninth inning was something like I'd never seen before. Of course, we stayed to the last pitch. And I thought we were going to see some magic because my takeaway was, Ben, you're right, what Snell was doing, it was nothing short of magical. I mean, this was like Bugs Bunny stuff. I mean, he was throwing it, and the ball, I felt like the ball was vanishing as the Brewers batters were trying to swing through it. It was unbelievable. It's doing curves in the air. It's crazy what
Brad
he was able to do.
Describing an ace pitcher right now.
It's Bugs Bunny. He's Bugs Bunny out there.
Vanishing. Good pitchers make the ball move.
It was unbelievable. And with all that being said, the Brewers had a chance to win in the end. Now, we're going to get to our game breakdowns and stuff. One of my takeaways, though, is boy, oh boy, that Dodgers team is pretty. They're good. Oh, there's no doubt about it.
Brad goes to a baseball game, and all of a sudden he's just, oh my gosh, I'm a star.
You got anything to say? I don't know if I want to say that.
$300 million team is really good. Wow. Yeah,
they're really good. The Brewers are going to have to
money
play their
money can buy happiness and wins
a
in World
baseball
Series?
Baseball to get victories. A-plus baseball for the Brewers.
I ain't worried
they're
about
to do it.
Listen, I'm not worried about it.
They can do it, but they have to.
Watching yesterday's game, it was.
Brad's the baseball expert all of a sudden. I am.
He went to one game, and what you saw, as Ben said, you saw a pitcher in Blake Snell who was an ace. We knew going into this game that Blake Snell had the ability to do that. He had the ability to walk nobody. He had the ability to go eight. He had the ability to strike out 10. He had the ability to not even throw as many fastballs and use changeups and off-speed stuff because that is how good Blake Snell is. So I, for one, listen, that's That's what he did. But for me, I'm not concerned whatsoever. I'm not worried about it. And watching that game, the Brewers, you know, defensively they played well, and offensively they scuffled. But you know, it is good.
Is that the word you're looking for?
It's Blake Snell. But for me, the biggest thing is this. The reason why I ain't got no worries about this is because what did we talk about yesterday? Specifically, Ben and I. What did we say? Ben, we said the Brewers just have to get into what of the Dodgers? They're what? They're bullpen.
Yep.
once they get into the Dodgers bullpen, we felt like they would be okay. And as soon as they got into the bullpen, what happened?
They ate.
So, well, to be fair, I don't. That's just Brad's computer. He's got to mute it. Oh, it's the TV.
I was going to say, my computer's on mute.
I got it. Going off.
Well, you're exactly right. And what Ben said yesterday, previewing the series, that's exactly how the Brewers are going to have to win. They're going to have to grind it out during these starting pitchers. Brewers' own pitching and defense is going to have to hang on tight, and the Brewers have got to get to the bullpen. It's just going to be harder said than done to actually do that through these starting pitchers.
We can have a conversation here. It's going to be hard.
It is.
It's going to be hard. They have
got to earn it.
He thinks that everything's going to be like yesterday.
I know.
Blake Snell is special.
I get that.
He's been special.
You've said your piece. This is not here, Brad. Out.
He makes a lot of money.
You don't get to go to one game and be the baseball guy all of a sudden.
But I'm the baseball guy.
Is this their staff? No, this is a guy that is legitimately special.
Yamamoto's pitching tonight, and he's going to be second or third in NL Cy Young votes.
He's really good. He's really good. But again, he can get got.
He can get got. Now it's hard right now to have a conversation about him getting got when you saw what the Brewers at bats looked like yesterday. But. This isn't the 2020 Milwaukee Brewers or the 2019. When adversity has struck the 2025 Milwaukee Brewers, have they come on the other side of adversity?
Every single time.
So I'm not going to watch Blake Snell throw the minimum through eight and then act like Yamamoto is going to be going 8-9 innings, because that's exactly what the Blue Review was trying to tell me, that Yamamoto's going to go 115 pitches tonight. Hell with that.
This team
has more fight. They have more gumption than just to be like, yeah, we're going to have another crap day.
And this is why yesterday, to me, again, I was hoping that we were going to steal one, because if we would have won yesterday, it would have been because we would have stolen one. Obviously, when you look at the stat line, they had more hits. They allowed less runs, clearly, at the end of the day. But it would have been a stolen game for the Milwaukee Brewers. But at the end of the day, the Milwaukee Brewers, when they had an opportunity to go against somebody else, they grinded out at bats. They drove in a run. They got the bases loaded. They walked at the plate. They were able to get themselves in an opportunity to be one base hit away from walking away with the victory yesterday. But that is the bright spot that we should take away, is that the Brewers have a good offense. They ran into a dude that is magnificent. Everybody is not magnificent like that. So if the Brewers are able to capitalize like they did against the bullpen, against other pitchers in this series, I feel okay. The fight, the determination, the fact that they did not get down, and the fact that they said, all right, well, top of the ninth, bottom of the ninth inning, here we go. We got a new pitcher in there. This is our chance. And they delivered almost to win the game. Hey, to me, there is a lot of upside and a lot of happiness to take away from a game where a dude was absolutely dominant yesterday. Most teams that have Blake Snell pitch like that yesterday, they're winning that ball game easily. That wasn't the case, because the Brewers' bullpen was able to keep it close, and the bats were able to come alive a little bit in the ninth inning in order to give you an opportunity to be one, maybe getting hit by a pitch, but one swing of the bat away from winning that game.
800-990-3776 is the Carbless talk and text line. Liz is more. Hit us there. We're on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. It's okay to feel frustrated about going eight innings with Blake Snell seeing the minimum. Obviously, Blake Snell is a good pitcher, but the Brewers we've grown accustomed to have better at-bats throughout eight innings than what we saw yesterday, despite how great a pitcher is pitched. He was dominant. You got to give him his flowers. Other teams likely would have struggled as well. But it is a new day, and I've watched enough Dodger baseball. Yamamoto's been one of the best pitchers in the last couple months. But that doesn't matter. This is an opportunity for the Brewers, who literally did diddly squat yesterday offensively. They have to set the tone in the first three innings. I feel like we've been yelling this a little too much the last three games. They have to get runners on base, because they play their best baseball when you have pressure on the other team's defense and pitcher where they feel as if at any moment a base could be stolen, a knock can be into a base knock could be first to third. Next thing you know, it's a swinging bunt, you're running out. Like the Brewers just need to get the ball in play and not soft grounders and pop outs. Like they just need to go back to playing the way they've played all year. And guess how you can go back to playing the way you've played all year? By moving on to the next game.
Heck yeah. And that's what they consistently
and that's what I've been really trying to say, right? Is that I know that they ran into a buzzsaw with Snell, and very few teams would be able to be very productive offensively. But the Brewer team that we know that's been the best team in baseball, they're better than the team that came out yesterday, right? And look, this is game one of a seven-game series, so it's no time to freak out. Absolutely not. And they are tough. I had little doubt that they would stay in it and stay focused the whole time. However, if this was a football game, it would be the situation where one game.
That's Brewers math.
They had like the opposing team had like 400 yards, like the Brewers 200 yards, and 16 first downs to the Brewers like 7. Statistically speaking, it was a wide gap.
I hear you. And a couple of turnovers in those 400 yards, you kept yourself in the game and had a chance to win.
So
and
it's remarkable that they did have a chance to win at the end. I feel like part of that's home field advantage. Some of that is just the way this Brewer team is made up. In order to go win this series, we need a big step forward because you can't rely on, you know, a remarkable once-in-a-lifetime double play and just being able to hold on tight. They have it in them. We've seen it. We've seen it all season. I have no doubt that today with Freddie at the mound, tonight's the night to do it with the crowd behind you and guys waking up now. This isn't the Cubs.
I don't like this, Brad.
What
this Brad stinks.
No, he went to
spot the lie.
You lost. Oh, you lost.
Spot the lie.
I'll spot the lie.
Spot the lie.
Kyle, ready for this? Where were your seats yesterday?
124.
Yeah, section? Right behind the Dodgers dugout.
Yeah, I didn't have a say in where they were.
Yeah, so he was right around Dodgers fans. Yeah, he's probably yapping
drinking
it up.
The damn nasty ass Kool-Aid.
Oh, that is just slanderous.
Ain't nothing good.
That's
from
absolutely
LA.
Slanderous.
Nothing.
You can say what you want about my baseball opinions. You cannot call me a Dodgers fan. You cannot question my Brewers fanhood.
We just said you were easily persuaded. The team lost 2-1 and went up against a Cy Young type arm yesterday. And your takeaway was, boy, they're up against a lot. If the Brewers lost 10-0 yesterday, then okay, fine.
They left 11 runs stranded.
Wait.
The Brewers
you
two.
Said they what? They left.
Yeah, so you're talking about a foot away from a grand slam.
Oh, no, you talk, but
it
that,
wasn't as close
a foot
as the score
away from
said.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
What are you talking about? Defensively, the Brewers still play well. You saw what happened in the situation.
They played well, but they held on by a string.
They lost
2-1.
It wasn't like they lost
8-1. So the way the Brewers played, you're content with that the rest of the series?
No, they're going to hit
better. They need to play better.
They showed us in the bottom of the ninth inning what they can be in this series when
I
you don't go up against
to
a great guy.
I need Strope to throw a 10-minute ban like you do on
I'm
YouTube
to
Brad Norton.
Brad.
Or Kyle Wallace, too. Everybody relax.
Whoa.
Everybody relax.
Do you hear this coming out of your boys'
they
mouth
right now?
They
need to play better.
They need to play better. I agree with that. Was it close? Yes. However, to Brad's point, it could have been a lot not closer had there not been an 8-2.
Dude,
no, 8-6-2 unassisted to third. Double play.
Can we chill? If he catches that, they score a run. They're just down. At that point, it would have
been 2-1.
Their
base is loaded with two outs.
Yeah, they had two outs. And then what happens? Somebody pops out again. What happens?
They were popping out, though. They were getting hits.
Oh, boy. I don't think if he catches it or doesn't catch it, anything changes.
Thank you.
Based off the way the Brewers were,
I think it was a loss either way.
I'm putting my Brewers NL Central hat on, the NLCS hat on, because I'm all with my Brewers. I'm walking with my Brewers. Brewers.com/tickets. You can get some or get this hat as well. But I'm walking with my Brewers. Y'all can't tell me nothing.
All I'm going to tell you is Yamamoto has to get got. And when I say get got, he doesn't need to be got for four runs. He needs to get out of the game where even if you aren't scoring runs, you got to get to that bullpen. Because even when they got to their starter move closer in Roki, what did he do? He was missing the strike zone, putting opportunities out there for the Brewers to capitalize. Snell was dialed. You give him his flowers, and you move on to the next day. They have to find a way to put pressure on Yamamoto, and they've done it every time that they've had their backs against the wall, and this is a big game. You do not want to go to L.A., despite if you think it's a hostile crowd or whatever. You don't want to go game after a day
that'd
off
be tough.
In L.A. You have to take care of business at American Family Field tonight.
I agree.
We'll continue with Dodgers Brad, Brewers Kyle, and me just trying to hold you guys together. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talking text line.
Can I get Brad to say go Brewers?
Go Brewers!
It's just
it didn't even feel like it.
Wow. You're calling my fanhood into question, Kyle.
You should just start talking like
this. I'm the real fan here.
No, you should start saying I'm a real fan.
I want them to go, not just be content with not being enough out there against the scary Dodgers. Step it up. We got this.
No, just say, hey, step it up, guys. We're really good. Be a Cali boy, since that's what you want to be. You love the Dodgers so damn much.
Kyle and Brad are going to fight in the break. We'll be back.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Hey, Gabe, also, did you call us idiots?
Yeah, it's exactly what I called you. Yes.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin.
Look, I understand that the postseason is much different than the regular season, but I'm going to end the Brad-Kyle conversation with this. This is one game of a seven-game series. Yes, the Dodgers are loaded offensively, and they have great starting pitching. But guess what? The Brewers had the best record in all of the MLB against teams above 500. Brother, so for me to sit here and act scared of what the Dodgers have would be so hypocritical of what this team was able to accomplish. They won a series. It's one game. They looked horrible, but they have to respond, and they've responded to every little bit of adversity they've had this year, getting them the opportunity to have home field advantage. There's no reason to hit the panic button, but they absolutely have to get to the bullpen and not let Yamamoto dominate. It's Kyle Brustin Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin, 800-990-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. You got us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Now, earlier today, as we mentioned briefly, I was on the Blue Review.
Gutless scumbag Ben Brustin.
Well, that wasn't from the Blue Review. That was Sedano and Cap on ESPN LA. Did a 30-minute live hit talking Brewers-Dodgers. And then some stuff transpired on Sedano and Cap on 1710 ESPN Los Angeles.
710 ESPN Los Angeles.
I had
1710 doesn't exist.
No, it's not on the radio dial.
No, it is not, but it's okay. So what happened with you, I guess? What happened on or prior to the Blue Review?
Allegedly, prior to the Blue Review, I was sitting there waiting to do an interview with the great crew that they have, and
Hold on a minute. Great might be strong.
I don't know if you heard. You weren't letting me get, you know, great crew. Like, there's an inflection there.
No, well, I took a shot when you were on the Blue Review. So that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
You caught a stray?
How did you catch strays?
I was watching, as a good producer does. I was watching my buddy Ben Brust just to see if he was saying anything that was worthwhile to play on our show. And then a man who I spent 48 hours with 3 months ago just acted like he never met me.
First part for me is it Alex Strauf that it's kept asking you to say his name? Say his name, Ben.
Is that Alex Strauf? He's made his way to ESPN LA.
No, it was a Dodger fan in the chat that was just bombarding me. Snellzilla, which, let's be honest, is a horrible nickname. great nickname. Alex Strofe, it is, produces our show.
That's how you pronounce it.
Yeah, that's who that is. So anyway, sorry, I was just a little bit offended about that.
Can we get to the meat and potatoes here? How did I end up being called a scumbag? You know, I think that's the biggest thing we're trying to figure out.
Yeah, that's some strong rhetoric.
Well,
yeah,
so I have audio of Evan Cohen coming in pretty hot. What was he coming in hot about?
Evan Cohen came on to Sedano and Cap, as he always does. And essentially, we have some teammates of ours at ESPN LA that we work with, and some that, like, we work with, but we're not under the same payroll and whatnot, so it's a little confusing. But we're good karma brands. And what was said was, who is this guy? Is he any good? You know, did he play at Marquette or Wisconsin, or is he just another good karma brands guy that's going to yell? So
to clarify, they said this when they didn't think you were there, correct?
That is my observation. I was sitting in the room as this was being discussed with nobody, as I mic checked about five times. Hey, you guys got me. Hey, you guys got me. And then I heard some rumblings in the background. Those are the things that I had heard.
Okay, So you heard something, not this exactly, but something to the effect of this.
Gutless scumbag Ben Brust.
Essentially, yes. Essentially,
okay.
Yes.
So this got kicked to Evan Cohen, who appeared with Sedano.
Evan Cohen, you can hear Tuesdays on Wildy and Tausch at 9:30 and on Sportsmanlike on ESPN Radio in the mornings, ESPN Wisconsin in the mornings.
Evan Cohen as much as he pretends to not like you, he had your back, Benny. He had your back when he went on with Sedano and Cap. This is what Evan Cohen said this morning.
Some may say I'm just another GKB guy that yells. Do you know that while Ben was in the waiting room, waiting to get into Zoom, one of the hosts, we still have not uncovered who.
No, it was me.
Started complaining.
No, I purposely did it so we could ramp up this bit, which is us versus ESPN Milwaukee. So when I knew he could hear me, I said, guess what? Is he that guy who yells all the time? I knew he could hear me so that we can have him on this show tomorrow and fight it out.
Well, he's very upset.
Well, good. So we'll have him on tomorrow and we could fight it out.
So he's very upset, Evan, because he probably doesn't realize what Morales is, who Morales is,
my
and what
shit,
he does.
As
right,
some
right.
may say.
Right, like, did you call him a gutless scumbag? So
I did, but I don't think he heard that part. I did it on the air. Notice when he, when Bergman said, oh, yeah, we had Ben Brust on. I go, oh, yeah, I explained who he was because Cappy didn't know who he was.
Yep.
This was all on the air last hour. I said, oh, yeah, he played at Wisconsin. He was in the tournament.
Sam Decker, Frank Kaminsky.
Right. And then I said, oh, by the way, he also married Craig Karmazin's former assistant, Elizabeth State. All thing. And then at the end, I said, and he's a gutless scumbag.
Mm-hmm.
They put your business all
he
out
put
there.
All your business. So
and he
is
back.
You
he is, he's backtracking.
He is
this back.
Is
like, this is like cornerback, Kyle.
Cornerback. It is. I know.
When's this guy going to stop about my life? Holy cow.
Yeah, he played with
these
people.
You're in his head.
You are in his head because he got caught up, man. Listen, gutless scumbag.
Gutless scumbag, Ben Brust.
I roll my...
This is a good bit.
Yeah. I roll my gutless scumbag over somebody like that ain't got a spine that don't stand 10
so
toes
that was,
down.
That was the voice of Chris Morales.
Who?
Gutless scumbag Ben Brust.
Who apparently behind the scenes called you a...
Gutless scumbag
which
Ben Brust.
Didn't
great
hear.
Bit. Really good bit.
Yeah, got
really good.
Me.
Got him. Now, hold on. Is this accusation from Evan Cohen any true?
Well, he's very upset.
Yes, absolutely.
And Evan sounds so concerned for your well-being.
Well, he's very upset.
Evan's in on the bit, guys. Evan's in on the bit.
Good bit.
Dude, yeah. It's a bit off.
It is a bit
this
off.
This is just classic LA Hollywood. It's all fake. It's all fiction. They're bad actors in it, Ben. They got caught in the spin zone. Now they're trying to like fake and act their way through it. I don't buy it. These coastal
elites.
How about
throwing my wife in the mix?
These coastal elites are ridiculous.
Wild.
Want to know something even wilder, Ben? That wasn't the only time your wife got brought up.
Wow.
Sedano, George Sedano and Cappy didn't know who you were. So they were trying to figure that out. And Chris Morales and Greg Bergman, who was on the Blue Review with you, ended up explaining that.
Because those guys knew a lot about me, too, heading into the interview this morning.
Apparently. So here's them explaining who is Ben Brust exactly.
Oh, we had actually had from ESPN Milwaukee, we had Ben Brust on, who is
Ben Brust.
Yeah.
He's a D1 college athlete.
Yeah. He played for Wisconsin.
Played what?
D1.
Basketball.
Basketball for Wisconsin.
Oh.
He was in the tournament.
And he's on ESPN Milwaukee. He's
with Frank Kaminsky and those guys?
I believe so.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I mean, the reason I ask is because you were like credentializing
him. Right, that team that went to the Final Four. That's what I'm asking.
I had no idea. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
I thought
we all
you were
know
talking
Ben.
About
he's a teammate of ours here at Good Karma Brands. Great
yeah.
guy.
Yeah, I don't
Frank
know.
Frank Kaminsky is married.
So real quick pause.
What's up with this Mary thing?
Hold on. We're going to get back to it. But the guy who just called you a great guy is also the guy who in about 40 seconds is going to call you.
Gutless scumbag Ben Brust.
We continue.
And they just had Ashley Brewer, who used to work at ABC7.
Really? Oh, yeah, you know Ashley, though.
I do know her. And that's that, by the way, is a much better
Is this TMZ?
Bro, this is great. No, this is what LA's called. They don't care about sports. They care about drama.
So they are currently talking about your teammate Frank Kaminsky's new wife. Well, newish wife. They got married, what, last year, 2 years ago? And then they eventually get back to you.
Brewer's husband.
Basketball at Wisconsin.
Right? Well, no. But Ben Brust is not Ashley Brewer's husband.
Oh, who's
Frank Kaminsky?
Frank Kaminsky. Way better. Then forget Ben Brust.
It doesn't matter.
They should get Frank Kaminsky on from ESPN Milwaukee.
Ben just married Elizabeth State from GKB, who was Craig Karmazin's former executive assistant. If you want to connect the tree all the way around.
This is insane. This is entertainment tonight. This is all gossip. And, you know, it's these L.A. folks just crazy over marriages and drama.
Did they do
the
this
things.
Show on Hollywood Boulevard?
Talking to him. So
that
talking about
gutless scumbag Ben Brust.
It's our teammate.
I love this.
Can I ask?
Because I'd like to add some further context. Director of Operations Gregory Bergman.
Who is that too?
Exactly. You said, Strofe, that they were explaining, Greg and Morales were explaining who I was. Because I'm pretty sure before we jumped on, is it Brust or Brust?
Oh,
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's getting a little fishy in here.
It
stinks to the high heavens. This bit stinks by them.
So hold on a minute. So a little bit later, after Evan claimed you were...
Oh, he's very upset.
After Chris Morales called you...
Gutless scumbag, Ben Brust.
Chris Morales then quadrupled down with this.
So okay. Ben Brust, today on this Tuesday, look at the man in the mirror and realize, sucker, it's just a bit. You scumbag.
I never heard somebody more fake in my life. Sucker!
Yeah.
Is that your Booker T looking ass down
and
somewhere,
to confirm,
man?
Ben,
sucker.
Have you ever met these people before?
I think maybe Morales in passing, maybe at an event here in Wisconsin, because everyone comes here for our, like, this is our corporate office, so
bro,
to speak.
Bro,
like,
we
bro.
Give each other a hard time,
no,
but
no, no.
We know
I don't
each
even
other.
Know, I don't even, listen, I don't even know who voices those were. All these names are just irrelevant-ass names from out to the West Coast. Guess what, though? When they talked about you, guess what they can attach you to? They can attach you to a Final Four. Ain't none of them ever did anything like that. They watched you. Well, they watched you on TV.
Got a pretty good career going for himself.
What did Jorge ever do? I'm dead serious. Oh, okay, he did broadcasting. Cool. But you know what? He wanted to be like you. They wanted to be like Ben Brust. Bunk being like Mike. They wanted to be like you because they had to watch you go to a Final Four.
I very much look forward to joining. Unless they rescind it, in the next 18-ish hours.
The scumbag, Ben Brust.
Scheduled to appear with this team of just
buffoons.
Misfits.
Gutless scumbag, Ben Brust.
You know what's interesting?
I'm ready to go 1-on-4.
I got my money on Ben Brust.
1-on-4 my ass. I'm standing behind him. I'll make one cold ass law to some other people that stand behind him.
That's Gruber Law.
The hell y'all talking about?
There is no emotional damage here. I think it's just a little bit of a cope of a backtrack here after a little bugaboo.
Well, we gonna beat their ass like the Brewers about to beat their ass.
Yeah. But again, this does tie into everything perfectly. Because through one game, like I mentioned in the live show I did on YouTube, Yamamoto apparently is going 115 pitches tonight just because of what Blake Snell did.
So they're also crazy, just like our friends from Chicago. There's too much of that stuff going around out there in L.A. that they've obviously been taking.
Denver Dan chimes in on YouTube. 20 minutes later during the show, they also put out your Social Security and home address.
I'm sure they did. I can't believe they said your wife's
name. Full name dropping your wife's name.
That's the amount of gossip in L.A.
Who cares about her being an executive assistant? Like, them folks don't know who Craig Karmazin is out there in L.A. Hell, we can walk around Milwaukee and up there. Who?
They're throwing around her old last name.
Her government,
what
though.
Are we doing?
Her government.
That's wild, bro. That is wild.
This just feeds into so much more about, like, you know, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I do my best to be, like, the whole small market, big market thing. Bumps all of that. Take down the freaking Cubs. Take down the Dodgers. Mm. Take them all down. This team is built for this adversity, and I cannot wait to see what they do on the baseball field, because this phony, fraudulent energy that I'm listening to is exactly what we can expose in every single one of those Dodgers up and down the lineup.
Can't let them win. We can't let these pretty boys out from the West Coast, we can't let them win. We can't let the people who just throw their money at everything win. You and the Brewers and everybody is fighting for the common man, fighting for everybody across this country outside of Chicago and L.A., are cheering for the Milwaukee Brewers because they are every man's team.
Sucker, it's just a bit.
I've talked to some Cubs fans that are rooting for the Brewers because that's how hateable L.A. and the L.A. Dodgers are.
Some Cubs fans. But what I will say is, Cody on the Carbis Soccer text line, this is a bad idea. Challenge Chris Morales to an Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust?
Based off Chris Morales, what I know,
he might be like Jeff
Sucker, yeah, it's just a bit.
Anybody that says, you realize, sucker. Yeah, he's putting up a three
sucker.
Spot.
They got some real WWE going on.
Exactly, because it's all a show.
They got some WWE. I respect it. Let's get to Frenchie real quick, because I agree with you, Frenchie, in Waukesha, on the quick moment I talked to you briefly while Alex Strofe was using the potty. You're up on the Carbis Talking text line with KBN.
Hey, I just want to say that the Brew Crew should get back to the Brewer Ball, though. They're sitting around waiting on hitting and stuff like that. I wish that we would flip-flop Yelich and Yelich. Or Yelich, I'm sorry, Yelich and Freelich.
I was going to say flip-flopping Yelich and Yelly is going to get you the same result right now. That's a dribbler to second or first right now. Boy, it's getting really frustrating.
You need Yelly to step up. I mean, you can't
move yesterday. He's got to – we need the face of the franchise moment in the playoffs. Yep. He's been hurting a lot of these. He hasn't had an RBI since 2018, and we're six games in now, and his OPS is like 650.
I heard that, and I said, that can't be real.
It's real.
I couldn't believe that.
They can't win this series without a guy like that stepping up. Cannot do it.
Mark Tauscher, scheduled to appear next, the Packers Hall of Famer.
Oh, Tausch.
Old T.
Oh, we missed him last week, didn't we?
We did miss him.
Yeah.
But we got him today. Coming up next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, KBN.
Homer. This might be the dumbest thing that he has to have said in his career.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I'm not going to sit here and panic about it.
Green and Gold Hall of Famer.
It's not apples to apples. For you, it is.
Solving the world's problems one day at a time.
Everybody doesn't grow and evolve at the same time.
It's Mark Tauscher.
Did you guys hang up on me or am I hanging up?
On Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Joining us now on Kyle Brustin Nortman is the Packer Hall of Famer. Listen to Tausch on Willie and Tausch, 9 to noon across these various stations. What's going on, old T?
You guys are especially late today, which is good. You met a lot of Brewers talk, or what have we been doing?
A lot of stuff going on. I'll give you a quick,
Ben Brust.
Recap of how I got the scumbag Ben Brust over there. So I joined a...
Are you as down as Jesse is? He definitely thinks Peralta's a big game pitcher. Like, are any of the KBN Nation feeling like Jesse?
Absolutely not. Every time this team in 2025 has hit adversity, they've come out on the other side. And until
the bell. Absolutely.
Jesse wanted to fire the manager.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything about that.
Yes, he is he's a flea guy. He's a little bit of, you know, there's fight or flight. He's a flight guy.
He's not a powerful fighter.
He definitely had the Badgers to beat Iowa on his prediction. So, you know, we should definitely take into account everything Jesse's putting out there.
I have to admit, I felt like with all of the energy and the extra push-ups and the fact Iowa's offense, I didn't think was overly great. I thought it was going to be an absolute dogfight, and unfortunately I was dead wrong.
Yeah. Do the Badgers have any dog fights left in them for the rest of the season?
Well, I heard Barry Alvarez last night on the Alvarez show. This is about pride. You know, I think the season, as we're looking at it, obviously has not went the way we had hoped. And I think from a player standpoint, this is what you're fighting for. Because Ohio State's going to come in. They're a lot better than Iowa. They're going to want to whoop us. This is going to come down to how much fight and where you're at on a competitive nature, because you're a heavy dog. And we'll find out how much fight this group's got Saturday.
Yeah, we're going to find out the fight the Brewers have tonight. Obviously, facing the minimum through eight, Tausch, isn't ideal. But
no.
When you think about a Pat Murphy-led team, this is a perfect chance to just respond and now show the world on an even bigger stage what you're about, correct?
No doubt. Yeah, that's listen, I think anyone that's been an athlete, you're going to have moments that suck. And you're usually judged by how you respond to when that happens. I mean, it's easy. If you're on a team like you were in 2014 and you're winning a bunch of games, it's easy. When things are going well, it's easy to be on a team. It's easy to be a leader. When you're struggling and you have a tough night and your kind of backs are against the wall, that's when you kind of find out what kind of group and what kind of team you have. And this team, you said it, Benny, every test that this group has had, they've had answers for it. Maybe it takes a little longer, and unfortunately in the postseason, there's no time to waste. You got to go. Tonight, I would think, is about as much of a must-win as we've seen in a long time.
Yeah, Tausch, I mean, I'm the lone one on this panel that, not concerned, but watched last night's game and said, that's just not good enough. Like, this team is not going to win the series if they're going to play like that, because the Dodgers, play your A-plus game to beat this Dodger team.
So, Nordy, quick question, though, because you're not going to face a guy that good.
No.
Like that dude he's an all-time, like, that was an all-time performance. I hate Jesse kept putting, you know, him in the same category as Don Larsen. Don Larsen threw a perfect game. Now, he threw a great game last night. He threw eight innings. He was awesome. We didn't have any answers, but we saw just a smidge, and I thought coming into it, just get to their bullpen, find a way, and that's part of that scrap. Last night, we didn't have it, but that sometimes you do tip your cap, and there's just they're better than you at a certain spot, and their pitcher last night had our number.
Yeah, but Taoshi, you know, Yamamoto, very good. Glasnow, very good. You still got Ohtani left to pitch. Maybe you throw Kershaw in there again, and then you might come back to all these guys again later in the series. So it's not going to get really easier. So, yes, he played a magnificent game. It's like the ball was vanishing before the Brewers batter's eyes. But at some point, you got to figure out a way to get bat on the ball, increase the pitches. Because you're right, if they do get to that bullpen, that is a strategy that they can take to win. My concern was, not only was that happening, the Brewers defensively did do really well. But man, oh man, 11 runners on base and, you know, a foot away from a grand slam. I'm just saying that the Brewers need to play better if they're going to play to go to the World Series. Now, at what point, no concern here, at what point are you concerned, though?
No, if we lose tonight, the concern level goes way up. Because now you're looking at, you know, I don't know, it's not going to be the same environment, obviously, out at Dodger Stadium as it was at Wrigley. But, you know, home field is a big deal in the playoffs. I think we all underestimated that in the Cubs series. And to go out there and have to win, you know, where you have to win two, at this point, then you'd say, let's just get it back to AmFam and try to win two. But if you don't win with your best pitcher going tonight, I think the concern level would be through the roof, because now you've really already was a tough margin for error that we saw last night that ratchets up even that much more. And then do you play free or do you play tight? Like, there's all kinds of questions that go into it. So the best thing to do, win this thing, fly out to LA 1-1, and let's turn this into a 5-game set and see who can pull it off.
No, I like that mentality, and I have every single inch of faith and belief in this baseball team and also in their manager. But that leads me to the Green Bay Packers. With the Green Bay Packers now, Taos, I don't know about you, but with the fact that there's no clear-cut frontrunner in the NFC, are you okay with some of the things that the Packers still have to iron out defensively and offensively so far this year?
Absolutely. I know things didn't go as smooth on Sunday, like defensively, to give up as much as we did in the second half was troubling to me. And I think, you know, my thing was I crowned this team, and expectations are important in sports. And the expectations after the first 2 weeks were we had a chance to be, you know, 85 Bears, 2000 Ravens good. We're not there. Doesn't mean we can't improve and get better, but I think the offense has gotten a lot better. And I think it's just getting started. This is the first time you've seen really that full group of starting offensive linemen play a full game.
Mm-hmm.
And you ran the ball better. You know, you protected, and Jordan Love looked dynamic. I mean, out of the pocket, making plays. And
third down conversions with his legs.
There's that throw to Golden at the end on 3rd and 9. Not many guys make that throw. So there's always going to be things to clean up. But I do think, and this business kind of dictates this, where you overreact and you have to analyze everything. And, you know, we all signed up for it. But it's October. Nobody's playing their best ball. A young team like this, and with all of the other flaws, like I think we all thought Philly was some unbeatable juggernaut. They're not. Is anybody afraid? Like, if we have to play Tampa? No. So we have to improve and keep getting better, but you add Christian Watson into the mix. If you can get Devontae. The thing I learned probably the most from the last 6 quarters of football, Devontae Wyatt, we underestimate Devontae Wyatt.
Mm-hmm.
Devontae Wyatt, is Dallas scoring 5 out of 6 touchdowns?
Hell
Devontae
no.
Are they going to put up his old man Flacco, as Homer calls him, putting up 220 yards in this, if Devontae Wyatt's in there? We don't know, but I know this.
It's a lot harder.
Did it without him. They did it without him.
Now, Old T, you mentioned a guy that I want to stick with because Jason Woolley joined us, and Kyle, rightfully so, asked, like, you know, hey, don't you think we should get him more involved? And Jason went to, well, there's a lot of mouths to feed. Tucker Kraft this many targets. Tucker Kraft that.
You want Matthew Golden fed more is what I'm guessing.
Yeah. I mean, even if it's a quick pass outside, like blockers in front, like he's so dynamic. How do you not make him more of a focal point?
Well, I think, I mean, are you going to take touches away from, you know, Tucker Kraft had 2 targets, 49 yards and a tutter. You don't want more targets for him. If you're going to play this game, which I'm fine playing it, yeah, I'd love to see Matthew Golden get more, but I want to see Tucker Kraft get more than him. This offense, coming into this offseason, everybody talk to anybody over at 1265 and just kind of listen to what people are saying. Tucker Kraft is going to be a huge piece to this. He's produced. You get that? So Matthew Golden, absolutely. But Jason's right. I don't want to get it where you have to throw the ball 40 times. I want Josh Jacobs to still be the key piece to this because you saw the difference he made in that game. I mean, he was physical, pounding people, making people, you know, freeing some of that other stuff up. And so the good problem to have is when you're having to try and say, well, our rookie is too dynamic. We got to find ways to get the football. I'm not disagreeing, but I do wonder, where do you want to go away from? Is it Dobbs had too many? Okay, I can live with that. If you want to split, you know, two or three of those targets over and give one to Tucker, two to Golden, I'm good with that. But I still want this to be a ensemble cast where every week the matchup is going to dictate who gets more targets.
Old T, love your energy. We appreciate the time today. We know you got a buzz, so we will talk to you next week. Go Crew.
Appreciate you, boys. See ya.
That's Mark Tauscher, Packer Hall of Famer. Brad, you know what to do.
That's right. Last night at AmFam Field, I sure enjoyed the game, but I ensured it so much more with a ice-cold Carbless in my hand. Matt's looking around all the Brewer faithful. I saw a bunch of Carbless in their hand as well. That's because you know, in order to make a game just a little bit better, enjoy the Crew just a little bit more, you do it with the Carbless. Everybody knows. You got no sugar, no carbs, no gluten, 100 calories, and just the right amount of carbonation. Something you need to taste to experience. And the flavors are off the charts. Last night, had a little bit of black raspberry, a little bit of cranberry. Oh my goodness, it's so good. But there's a flavor for everybody. So I needed Carbless last night to help me get through that stressful game. Dialed up tonight, another roster of Carbless helped me get through the stress of this game. And it just makes the game that much more fun. You want to enjoy the game like me? You got to enjoy it with a ice cold Carbless in your hand, because less is more with Carbless.
Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Bradley Norton with Strofer on the show. Back to the Brewers and how to move forward in the right direction next.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
Call me daddy.
That just sounds...
It's just, yeah.
Like,
call me cut daddy.
Mike. On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, Alex Strofe's running the show. UKBN Nation at 800-990-3776. The Carbless talk and text line. This is more. This is a big one. It is a big one tonight at American Family Field. Game two, day off tomorrow, and then you go three straight. It's not 2-2-1-1-1. It is three straight with no days off.
Yeah, I don't like that. I like the 2-2-1-1-1.
From a travel perspective.
They're grown men. It'd be all right.
I wasn't really nervous for yesterday's game. More like, you know, kind of off the afterburn of excitement from beating the Cubs. I'm a little nervous now. Like, I think reality set in a little bit where it's like, okay, wait, we're down 0-1.
This guy's turned fast. He goes one game and sees a loss.
Do we not agree that, like, tonight is a pivotal game?
Yeah, I mean,
it's a pivotal game.
So, like, I've got, like, some nervous energy.
But, Brad, here's the thing.
You didn't say nervous energy. You just said, I'm nervous.
Okay, nervous. Let me specify. Nervous energy.
If the Brewers go to energy,
you've sounded through 55 minutes that so you have, like,
the, like, the series is over.
Like, I, yeah. the least amount of confidence you've ever had watching the Brewers.
I'm just spitting facts. They need to play better.
Thank you.
Dude, they win a game.
Baseball is a seven-game series.
It needs to happen now.
Brett, why don't you see any bright spots from the fact that when they win against a pitcher other than Blake Snell, who is elite yesterday, they actually did well? We're not going to acknowledge that. It's a moral victory.
No, it's not a moral victory.
It's the reality of things. Sometimes guys just have it going. And Yamamoto, like, he's really good.
And we're probably going to face Snell again.
That's another chance for us to get after him, right? Right. So, you're not going to be perfect every single time. They play Yamamoto. They got Paul Skeens twice this year. They did. Yeah. They dinged up Yamamoto.
So to act like they can't go against a decent pitcher here, we're going crazy.
I'm saying they need to wake up right now. Right now. They need to take
that. We got a real Brewers fan. I think Brewers are number one in his heart in terms of fandom. We'll go to TC, Tony Cartagena, producer of the Analysis Show.
Yeah, I work with the Nassis. I used to produce for Tausch, and the Brewers are absolutely number one.
Cool.
On my poll. This team has given you absolutely no reason all season long to be nervous. They have, as Ben said, look at the name on the back of Ben's jersey. Number 49, Mr. Pat Murphy. He has got this team ready every single time their backs have been against the wall, including when they started 0-4 and people like myself thought it was burn it down. They have given you no reason to be nervous. Brad, you played in the NFL. If you went out before a punt and you thought, I'm going to shank this one, guess what happened? I don't know if you shunk any in your career.
I shanked one or two.
Is that the past tense of shank?
I shunk one or two.
I was going somewhere with that. I'm just saying, I think this team has given you no reason to be nervous. With their backs against the wall against the Cubs, they delivered. When they had losing streaks this season, they delivered. Bullpen game, Freddie Peralta trading for Andrew Vaught. No matter who they've brought in, they've bought in, and this team is actually brewing something magical.
I'm with you on that. I am.
However, Brad, take a deep breath.
The one-run game yesterday, it wasn't that close. It wasn't that close.
Enough.
And the team needs to wake up. Even Tauscher said, we agree tonight is as close of a must-win as there is, right?
Brett, do you know the first time they played Yamamoto earlier this year, they were able to run him?
Yeah, and I need to see that tonight.
Okay, so but what
made you think that yesterday?
Okay,
it didn't happen.
He went against Blake Snell, man. Like, what's your problem? If you were a Cubs fan, which you would never, you would have thought that series over game one.
If you're a World Series team, I would expect a little bit more even against Snell.
No. Listen, these pitchers, they do that to teams. Pitchers have outstanding outings in the playoffs. That's just what they do, Brad. Right.
I'm actually going to come to Brad's defense for a moment.
No, don't do that. Brad, you said it wasn't that close.
They were 90 feet away.
Bryce Terang hit away from winning
the game.
So it wasn't that big of a win for the Dodgers then at the same
speaking,
time.
11 men on, 7 hits, and sure, you're a foot away.
Brewers baseball, baby, they play defense. That's what they do.
They sure do. They pitch and play defense.
Brad's nervous because they have
But I understand his point in terms of Snell, you're likely going to see him game 4 and if necessary game 7 if the Brewers don't win it in 5 or 6. But also I just have a hard time believing he would replicate that performance 3 times.
Prior to that start were Snell was 1-2 with a 5.79 ERA against the Brewers. He pitched a gem. It's part of baseball. You need your guy to go out there and you need to play your type of baseball, which is to get base runners on and put the pressure on Yamamoto.
And that's exactly why.
And you have no faith that they can do that based off how you're coming into the show.
I didn't say I have no faith. I said I have nervous energy because the time is now. Yesterday's performance not good enough to be able to actually advance and win the World Series. So I'm saying there's no time to wake up. Waking up has to happen today because if you don't win today, it's going to be a very hard lift.
Brad, we all agree with that.
I hear you. But
that's what I'm saying.
If you're a Dodgers fan, shouldn't you be shaking in your boots that you need a spectacular performance from your pitcher in Blake Snell in order to barely hold on to a game yesterday that you did outperform the Milwaukee Brewers? Wouldn't you be nervous that...
No, listen.
The bullpen has been their Achilles heel the entire season. And then in the biggest moment when they needed their bullpen to step up, they almost gave up another win. Blake Snell was sitting there in the dugout thinking, okay, I know this ain't about to happen. If you're a Dodgers fan, you're thinking, oh my gosh, if we don't get great starting pitching, we might be cooked.
If I'm a Dodgers fan, last night I'm thinking, we almost blew it. We almost blew it.
But who almost blew it?
The bullpen.
That is a concern. So if Yamamoto gets down a little bit, he got to come out after 5 innings. Guess what? Now they got to rely on their bullpen.
Brad thinks everyone's going eight innings every game.
But you watch 8.5 innings. 8.5 innings less yesterday's game. And you're telling me that the Dodgers weren't far and ahead the better team last night? And the Brewers need to wake up?
This is one game out of seven, Brad.
I get that. But you need to wake up right now because this is a must-win game.
Brad, let me tell you something. They woke up in the 9th inning when Blake Snell went in there. They literally woke up. How many guys did they get on base in that inning? They got 5?
They got...
Because they scored a run.
Yeah.
So, four. No, but the bases were low. Oh, yeah, my math isn't good.
Either way. It was a great inning.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, they already woke up for you, Brad. They walked. They got
I'm
a
just
hit.
Saying, if this was the Green Bay Packers trounced, you would say that that's not good enough to be a Super Bowl team statistically.
All right, how about this? Because you keep going football, and as Dr. Dan, Denver Dan's chiming in, this is a football take that every game feels like a must win. Matthew chimes in. Did you know the Milwaukee Bucks were down 2-0?
It's a good point.
Against the Nets? Did you know they were down 2-0 against the Suns?
It's a good point.
Like, this is one game.
Brad said, if the Bucks lose game 2 to Phoenix, this series is over.
Oh, he would have said that for sure.
100%. They had Giannis, though.
Best player in the world. I don't think we have the best player in the world on our team.
That is true.
Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman. Time for Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? 800-990-3776. Let's go with caller 7 because there's 7 games in a NLCS. 800-990-3776.
Are you sure it's not because Snellzilla wears number 7?
It's definitely not because of that. You're going to get 15 questions in 90 seconds. You're allowed to say skip or pass. If you don't get one of the questions... if you don't get to all the questions and you skip one, it will come back around. So we'll go caller 7, 800-990-3776 to play me and Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust. Stroph, do we have a record update?
I just hung up on a person very rudely because of that.
Because of me?
Yeah, because you threw to me as a man through the phone. I said, you're caller 1, and I accidentally hung up before saying, please try again. You are 7-28-6 on the air. You are 1-3-1 as a married man.
Now, if I were
playing somebody, it's safe to assume that I would likely lose. Yeah, but the Brewers have the best record in baseball and are playing at home and have an opportunity to win. So more positive from Brad. Caller 7-800-990-3776 in 2 minutes.
Kevin Moret.